We're at the halfway mark of the book of Yeshayahu. It's been taking a while. Hoy Shoded. He's turning to the enemy and he's saying, "Woe, you pillager, you thief. But you were not pillaged." In other words, you appear strong and invulnerable to attack. And he is a traitor to others, but they do not betray him. You corrupt people should not oppose that you will not remain immune from harm forever. When you have finished pillaging, you will be pillaged. You will, when you have concluded betraying, they will betray you. In Hebrew, it's just beautiful and poetic. Hoshoded v'atalo shadud, uvaged v'lo vagduvach, ka'asimcha shoded tushad, ka'nutchan livgod yivgedu bach. Now he says a prayer for salvation, which is said in some of the prayers in davening. We say it. Hashem chaneinu l'cha kivinu, heyei zroyam labkarim, af Yeshua seinu be'esara. Hashem, be gracious to us. We have longed for you. Be the arm of Israel's strength every morning, even our salvation in times of trouble. From the sound of the tumult that you sounded in the past, people have wandered, been forced to migrate. From your exaltedness, nations have dispersed and been sent in to exile. Now he returns to describe the downfall of the enemy. Your spoils that you captured from others will be gathered to be destroyed like the gathering of the locust that devastates crops. It crashes like the cascading of pools. The sound of water flowing until emptying out into pools is like the noise of the enemy's property being gathered into one spot. Niskav Hashem, God is exalted, for he dwells on high. He fills Zion with justice and righteousness. Milei Tzion Mishpat Utzdaka. The faithfulness of your times will be the strength of salvation. In other words, the faith that you have, Jewish people, will be a strength of salvation, as shall be your wisdom and knowledge. Fear of the Lord, that is his storehouse. Again, words that were used often throughout history. Yirat Hashem, hi otzaro. His storehouse was one of strength because he had fear of Hashem. Just like a storehouse preserves produce, so too the fear of Hashem preserves the person during times of challenges. Now he goes back to the destruction. Behold, Israel's angels cry out in the streets over the troubles of Israel. All the messengers of peace, they weep bitterly. The highways are desolate as wayfarers have seized. The enemy has breached the covenant he made with Israel. He has spurned the cities. He did not regard man of any importance. The enemy crushed everything. Mourning, miserable, mourning as an MOU, mourning. And miserable is the abandoned land. Lebanon is ashamed. The formerly fertile land now withers, losing all its vibrancy. Sharon, the area of Sharon, is desolate like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel have been emptied. Then the change will take place. Ata akum yomar Hashem. Now I will rise, Hashem says. Now I will rise up and be exalted. As for you, the Assyrian enemy, conceived stubble, dry grass, gave birth to straw, and your spirit is itself a fire that will consume you. It's using a metaphor of fire that will destroy everything. People will be like the burning of lime. Lime is burned in a surface, in a furnace, sorry. The people shall also be like cut thorns ignited with fire. And now he says, hear, distant ones, shimu rechokim, what I have done, and know, and you should know, near ones, my might, udu krovim v'rati. He's talking to faraway people, and he says, let me tell you what happens to people who try to destroy Yerushalayim. Sinners are afraid of Jerusalem. Trembling has seized the evil. Woe to who of us will reside with consuming fire? Who will reside with eternal being conflagrations? One who walks righteously, holech tzedakos, the dover mesharim, speaks fairly, spurns the profit of exploiting people, shakes off the hand from being supported by bribery, make sure that nothing cleaves to him of bribery, stops his ear from conspiring that will lead to bloodshed and shuts his eyes from conceiving evil, that person is blessed. He will dwell. Humer Amim Yishkon, he will dwell on high. Rocky Siddle does our stronghold. His bread will be given to him without delay, and his water will be assured. But for those who are not, your eyes, the people who don't behave themselves, the eyes will behold. It's interesting, he's going back and forth every verse, from verse to verse, he's going to a different place. Now he's going back to the Jewish people who are going to suffer from the Assyrian, the same Assyrian king that he just threatened will be destroyed and everything. Your eyes, the residents of Jerusalem, will behold a king in his beauty. They will see him from a distant land in his glorified majesty. Your heart will consider frightening thoughts and a terror as you face the besieged city. It's interesting, he uses beautiful words to describe that Assyrian king. Those words were used often in regards to Mashiach and other positive connotations. In general, throughout history, very often words that in the original context were words of challenge and curse turned around. So over here, the words are Melech b'yofyo techzenei necha. You'll see beauty. But you'll be full of frightened thoughts. Where is the one who counts? The one who's supposed to examine the military men and weapons? Where is the one who weighs the money? Where is the one who counts the towers? Aye sofer, aye shokel. You will not see a daring people near you, a people whose speech is too obscure to understand, those who speak a foreign language, who are of an articulate tongue without understanding. Now he's saying what's going to happen. Originally, the king is going to come and terrify you, but then he's going to disappear and there'll be nothing to be afraid of. As we spoke about in the story in the Book of Kings, that first the Assyrian king removed the entire northern kingdom, but when he came to the southern kingdom, Jerusalem, they all died. Rather, look upon Zion, city of our assemblies on festivals. Your eyes will see Yerushalayim as a tranquil abode, Naveshanan, a tent that will not be moved. Its stakes will not be uprooted forever, and its ropes will not be severed. Rather, in Yerushalayim, Hashem will be mighty for us, as though it is a place of broad rivers and streams surrounded by water. No cruising ship will go by it, and a mighty craft will not cross over it. It will be protected. Ki Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem Echokikenu, Hashem Malkeinu, Hu Yoshienu. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Your ropes are abandoned as they are not needed. He's using a metaphor of a ship. They will not support the base of their mast, they cannot spread a sail. Then in those days, plunder and abundant spoil of the enemies were divided amongst the Jews. There'll be so much plunder that even the lame, the one who did not go fight in the war, will be looting. A dweller of this place will not say, now I am sick. The people who live it are forgiven iniquity. All their sins will be pardoned, and they will be no longer afraid. Again, as you can see, Yeshaya goes back and forth and back and forth, all in one chapter. And that concludes the first half of the book of Yeshaya.